Roman's Product Management Podcast. Strategy and product teams are both key to achieving product success. But what exactly do we mean by strategy, and to what extent should product teams shape strategic decisions? These are the questions I'll discuss in this episode. Now, strategy derives from the ancient Greek word strategos, and that means army leader or general. For centuries, the term was primarily used in a military context to describe how battles were fought. Today, however, there is an abundance of strategies. Think of business, marketing, sales, technology, operations, and of course, product strategy. Fortunately, only a few strategies are truly important for product teams. These are the business strategy, which also referred to as corporate strategy, the product portfolio strategy, the technology strategy, and the product strategy. To ensure alignment, higher level strategies must guide lower level ones. For example, the business strategy directs the portfolio strategy, which then guides the product strategy. Out of the four strategies mentioned, the product strategy is the most significant one for a product team. It describes the approach chosen for achieving product success. To do this, I find it helpful to describe the following four elements: the target group, the users and customers who should benefit from the product; the needs, the problem the product should solve, or the benefit it should offer for the users and customers; the business goals, the benefits the product should generate for the company that's developing and providing it; and finally, the standout features, those aspects that make it special and set it apart from competing offerings. If you're looking for a tool to capture the product strategy, try my product vision board. You can download it for free from my website together with a handy checklist. And if you'd like to learn more about the different strategies and their connections, listen to the episode, The Strategy Stack. Both links are in the show notes. Traditionally, the product strategy is owned by the head of product, the person in charge of the product management group. Sometimes the role is also called Chief Product Officer or VP or Director of Product Management, depending on the size and structure of the organization. Having a single individual in charge of the strategy can offer consistent decision-making and close alignment. Different product teams are guided by the head of product's decisions. However, this approach also has several drawbacks, including the following four. First, the head of product can become a bottleneck, especially when the product portfolio grows and more products are added. Consequently, decisions might be delayed and product teams might not be able to quickly progress their products. Second, the head of product can become overworked. As a people manager, they have to look after the individual product managers and the entire product management group, in addition to taking care of the strategy work. Consequently, they can experience stress, reduced productivity, and in the longer term, health issues. Third, if the product team members don't fully understand or sufficiently support the product strategy, a strategy execution chasm can open up. And this means that the strategy is not effectively translated into detailed product decisions. The UX and product features may therefore not be in line with the strategy. And fourth, the head of product might be too far removed from the day-to-day product management work to fully understand the impact of strategic product decisions. At the same time, this can make it difficult to leverage insights from the product discovery and delivery work in order to adapt and evolve the product strategy. Think of user feedback you collect on early product increments, for example. In the worst case, the wrong strategic decisions are taken. So if having the head of product in charge of product strategy is not always effective, then what might be an alternative? My recommendation is to empower product teams to own the strategies of their products. Consequently, a product team is given the authority to create and evolve a product strategy over time. This offers three key benefits. First, the product strategy, discovery, and delivery work are now carried out by the same people. This speeds up the decision-making process and maximizes the chances that strategic decisions are effectively executed. Second, as the team now owns a product in its entirety, the team members' motivation and productivity are usually increased. Third, taking ownership of strategic decisions encourages the team to focus on user and customer needs, as well as business goals, instead of worrying primarily about product features. As good as this might sound, there are two key challenges. First, the product team may lack the necessary expertise to get the product strategy right. Second, the increased autonomy may result in misalignment. In the worst case, different product teams create diverging strategies and take their products in opposite directions. Let's explore how these two challenges can be addressed. The lack of expertise can be resolved by giving the product managers the opportunity to learn about the relevant strategy techniques and tools, for example, by attending training courses like the ones I offer, making time for self-study, and being coached by the head of product. Additionally, forming an extended product team may be required. You achieve this by having the key stakeholders on the team in addition to a product manager, developer, and UX designer. Now, the key stakeholders are those individuals whose expertise and support you need to get the product strategy right. For example, a marketeer, a sales rep, and a customer support team member. Including them on the product team means that they share their expertise and contribute to strategic product decisions. For instance, you might create or update the product strategy in a product team meeting, and you might co-create the product roadmap with all team members. I explain how you can do this in more detail in the episode Maximizing Stakeholder Buy-in to Product Strategy and Roadmap. The link is in the show notes. As the composition of an extended product team tends to be heterogeneous, and its members might include senior stakeholders, I recommend involving a team coach. The role is responsible for facilitating meetings and helping the team members collaborate effectively. It might be filled by an experienced Agile coach or Scrum Master. Now, the second challenge when empowering product teams to own the strategies of their products is misalignment. Take Microsoft 365, formerly known as Office, as an example. If PowerPoint, Word, and Excel followed divergent strategies, this might not only result in a fragmented user experience and inconsistent feature sets, but also endanger the suite's ability to act as a cash cow for Microsoft. To address this challenge, I recommend two measures. First, use a product portfolio strategy, as I briefly mentioned earlier. This higher-level strategy must be followed by the individual product strategies. If we apply this approach to Microsoft 365, the strategies of PowerPoint, Word, and Excel would have to comply with an overall 365 strategy. Second, ensure that the head of product takes care of the portfolio strategy and practices effective product portfolio management. Combined, these two measures empower the product teams to own the strategies of their products, and at the same time, they ensure the necessary alignment. Following my advice leads to the following distribution of strategy ownership. The business strategy is owned by the CEO and the C-suite, the company's executives. The product portfolio strategy is created and managed by the head of product together with a portfolio team. The product strategy, together with the product roadmap and backlog, is owned by a product manager or Scrum product owner and the extended product team. If we apply this approach to the Microsoft 365 example, the head of product would take care of the 365 strategy together with a portfolio team. Separate product teams would own PowerPoint, Word, and Excel, and they would be empowered to determine the product strategies as long as they comply with the overall 365 strategy. I hope you found this episode helpful. To learn more about portfolio and product strategy, attend my product strategy and roadmap training course. And if you want to get better at helping product teams succeed, then attend my product leadership training. Additionally, read or listen to my books, Strategize and How to Lead in Product Management. The links are in the show notes. Thank you for listening.